You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Here's Mark Norman. He is a comedian. He's headed to Wichita. He'll be performing Saturday evening at the Orpheum Theater right here in downtown Wichita. Mark, we appreciate you coming on the show. How are you?
Hey, good to be here. Doing all right. A little hungover, a little gay.
Well, you're hungover a lot. What in the middle of the afternoon? What does that mean?
I think it's a little thing called alcoholism. I'm trying to kick it. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have an even worse problem. When I was in my 20s, we used to get drunk and play these crazy games. You guys ever play driving?
And knocking over mailboxes? No, knocking over car mirrors. My bad.
Oh, you know me better than my father.
So comedy has been in the news here recently. Maybe not for the reasons that you would want comedy to be in the news, but I'm curious, in this day and age of political division and everything that goes with that, how does comedy play into that? Is that a release for people still, or do you have to be careful, or has it changed the way you approach trying to be funny?
Well, I wrote for Tony Hinchcliffe's rally. No, I think if you could say pretty much anything as long as it's funny. So I think if it gets a laugh, you're good. Go abortion, AIDS, race, gay, whatever. As long as it gets the laugh, I think you're good, because the laugh proves that it's funny and it's clearly a joke. The problem is people work on their dark jokes with the race or the gay, and they're not there yet. They're not finished. So people go, what are you, homophobic? And you go, no, it's just the joke's not working yet. The joke about toothbrushes didn't work either. It doesn't mean I hate toothbrushes. That makes sense?
So I'm Mark. I'm thankful for my short attention span, because scrolling on Reels got me introduced to you, and I've watched a lot of your comedy, and I'm happy that you're on our show. What have you felt? You're kind of my age, so relatively young, but you've been doing it for a while. So how have you kind of adapted to everything a comedian needs to do now to keep their name out there?
Oh, it's a nightmare. We had it made in the 90s. You could get high all day and do a show at night. Now we got podcasts. We got to edit. We got to caption videos. We got to do crowd work clips, hire a video guy to come to every show. And it's a full-time job, but now we don't have to wait for Comedy Central to come calling. You can just put it out yourself. So there's pros and cons.
Go ahead.
That was it. That was just a Star Trek joke.
Was this something growing up? Were you like the funny kid? Was this something you always wanted to chase? Did you find out in high school or after high school or during an afternoon binge that, you know what, I'm going to try this comedy stuff? How did this all get to where it's at now?
Ooh, well, I see you're asking from What to Ask Comedians 101. But, it's just bedwetter, grew up in a black neighborhood as a chubby white kid with curly hair and braces. I mean, I had to be funny, or I had to get good at sports or something. And I wasn't good at sports, so you get funny. And I always just loved comedy. You know, growing up, it was fun to see adults be silly. So, yeah, just I wasn't good at anything else.
Talking with Mark Normand, he will be at the Orpheum Theater this Saturday evening. So you grew up in New Orleans, to just kind of follow along on Jason's question. How did that environment help you? Because that's such a culturally diverse community. Just talk about that experience, being in New Orleans as a young person and just being immersed in that.
Well, I grew up outside right outside the French Quarter in a shitty, in a dilapidated mansion. And I had a transvestite nanny. We had a bed and breakfast in our house, so we had all these weirdos come and stay with us. So, yeah, it was a very weird, eclectic childhood. I guess it made me have to adapt to random people staying in my house, and we had to cook them breakfast. It was pretty brutal, but that'll make you funny. I think it was mostly the bedwetting or the molestation.
Sounds like an episode of American Horror Story to me, but what do I know?
Hey, Jeff? You got that right. They shot a few of that episodes around my house, too.
We did have some 101 questions, but, you know, I've seen interviews with you on television. Do you like doing these things? Is this something that interests you at all? Do you like talking to people you've never met? I think you're a bit of maybe an introvert naturally. Do you feel about all this?
Well, the toughest part is I got to do what you call a meet and greet after the shows, and all these people want to say nice things to you, and I can't take a compliment to save my life. So that's tough. You know, people go, hey, you got me through COVID. Hey, my dad died, and you helped me out with the joke. So I never know what to say. But I appreciate every fan. I can't believe anybody was coming to my show. And it is very strange, though. That's the hard part, is the meeting people. Because you think, hey, I'll write some jokes. I'll tell some jokes, and then people want to hang out with you and have you sleep with their wife.
I don't mean this to be too general, but do you remember your first really good joke that you felt was good? Maybe even, I don't know how much the laughter would have been there, but I've watched you a lot, and I'm noticing how good your joke writing is. And I don't know if a lot of people notice that, if that's easy to spot or not. But when did you kind of feel like you were getting a lot better at that?
Well, joke writing stuff, it goes in and out, so but I appreciate it. I guess you just...
Yeah, sorry for the compliment.
No problem. For me, it's just tell joke, doesn't get a laugh, rewrite it, tell it again, gets a little bit of laugh, tweak it, and then gets a big laugh, and I go, all right, I got it. So I don't even know if I'm that great of a writer. I just keep changing the joke until it gets a big laugh. I keep it pretty simple there.
We're talking with Mark Norman again. He'll be at the Orpheum. I'm sorry, Mark.
He's doing that on purpose.
No.
He's delaying on purpose.
I remember my first joke.
Okay.
Sorry. Keep going.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm the older gentleman on the show, so I may be a little out of touch. My timing may be bad. I apologize. I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're the older statesman, and just a heads up, you can't say the N-word anymore. Those days are over.
I'll file that away. Thank you for that information.
Right. I want to help you out.
So, all right, now you've thrown me off. So have you ever been to Wichita before? When you think about doing a show at the Orpheum, I'm sure it's like all your other shows, but is there anything special? Do you try to regionalize your material at all, depending on where you're going to be?
I actually went to Wichita for my honeymoon. No, I'm joking, but I've never been. I'm excited to go. And I don't change my act, but what I do is I Wikipedia the hell out of the town, and I write jokes. I do like a couple 5 minutes up top of local humor just to get the crowd all wet, and then I flip in the old material.
Can you give us one example of maybe a joke you're going to do that is a product of your Wikipedia research?
Well, I got to be honest, I haven't done it. I usually do it on the toilet an hour before the show, so I haven't even looked. Could you guys give me some, can you give me some fun facts about the town, and I'll start noodling?
I think if you drive in from the airport, you'll have plenty to go with.
Come on, don't tease me. Give me something.
Jeff, what do you have?
I was just going to.
Oh, what do you got?
Sorry, I was just going to ask you about crowd work, and is that also, do you enjoy that? It's like you mentioned, a necessity.
What, are you studying comedy?
It's a necessity of the job, obviously. You mentioned with the reels, but how do you feel about that, and how do comedians overall feel about that? I know it can kind of go either way.
It's a good question. I think crowd work is all about the scenario you're in. If you're getting heckled and you want to do some crowd work and shut the guy down, I say go for it. If you're doing crowd work and putting it on the internet because you don't want to burn material, I say go for it. But if your whole act is just crowd work and you have no bits and no jokes and no point of view, I think you're wasting your time, and I think you're wasting everybody else's time.
Don Rickles would like to have a word with you, but yeah, I get it.
Well, he had jokes. And he was an insult comic, so that was his thing.
Who are your favorite comedians? Who did you grow up listening to? Who did you like to hear?
Well, Norm MacDonald's probably my hero, and then I love Chris Rock. I love old Jerry Seinfeld. I love George Carlin. I like the list goes on. Dave Attell is great. I like a Richard Pryor. I like Brian Regan. I like Gaffigan. I'm all over the road. I like Cosby's
later work. I thought you were
work.
Chris Rock.
Similar voice and penis size.
Well, Mark, I got a feeling the shelf life is about over here. So we appreciate it. We've loved talking with you. We wish you the best as your career blossoms. And your career is taking you to Wichita, so it obviously is blossoming. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, boys. I can't wait to Wikipedia.
Roll out.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.